Hilliard is after reappointment, and he has applied, and then we have an opening. So for both of those actions, we need.
Well, we have two applicants. So move to appoint Clint Hilliard to the Park Board effective 1/1/21 through 12/31/23.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to appoint Amber English to the Park Board effective 1/1/21 through 12/31/23.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mr. Clark, do you have a question? He's come back. Come up to the mic.
However you guys want to, we just approved him purchasing it. So however you guys purchase it, it's fine with us. Or fine with me. The motion was, the motion was to purchase the vehicle to replace the wrecked one per that bid.
We'll put it on for this year's.
That's not for me.
Did you hear that, Sheila?
No, sir.
Come on up to the mic, David. We're back talking about the replacement of the wrecked patrol car.
In reference to the wrecked patrol car, the request was to purchase the vehicle take it out of the 2020 budget instead of the 2021 budget, which would have it go into accounts payable for this year. And I talked to accounts payable. They said that they can put it in for this year so we can match it with the revenue that we collected for that wrecked vehicle. And I was just verifying that the commission would be okay for that vehicle to be taken out of the 2020 budget.
That would be good because revenue is going in there. I just thought that it was closed to be able to get it out of the 2020.
That's what I was told, and then I heard from accounts payable that we can put it in the 2020 per Don. Okay.
All right.
We'll take it out of the 2020. Thank you, Commissioner.
Uh-huh. Court orders.
Good morning. Today I've just got three court orders. They're erroneous assessment. Abatement numbers are 206-241 through 206-243. The 206-241 was the one that was brought in here last week, and there was an error on the taking it clear to zero instead of leaving the
real estate
on it, and that's been corrected. And the other two are two separate billboards that are no longer there. They've been torn down or have fallen down or something.
We had an employee from the office that went out in February, the first week of February in 2020, and the billboards were already gone, and they took them off for 21, which realistically they should have been taken off for 20 since they went there.
Label Exhibit A, move to approve Exhibit A, dated 12/21/2020.
motion to approve it, Brandon?
Yes, he did.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. And just a reminder for everyone that we do have the cookie extravaganza going on in our office today.
Did you
and
bring
yes,
yours?
There are.
That's all I care about.
Lumps of coal in there for you, Brandon.
As long as you brought your lumps of coal, I will partake.
All right.
Okay, I guess we're going to recess and we'll move upstairs for Road and Bridge Roundtable discussion. And we were scheduled, we'll go right into that. We were scheduled 9:30 for that, so I've got 9:55, we'll be in recess. Sheila, I'll call you back upstairs.